Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married to sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
He might pardon him?
I'm suggesting he might pardon Roger Stone today. Because the minute he signs that pardon, this judge is divested of jurisdiction in the case, and Stone walks out of the courtroom. The conviction is not final until she sentences him and signs the sentencing papers.
Can he appeal? So that's Judge Napolitano earlier today. We have learned that Roger Stone has been sentenced to 40 months in prison. The high end of the extreme sentencing that people were up in arms about earlier was 9 years. He got 40 months. That's 3 years and 4 months, if my math serves me correctly. 36, 4, carry the 1, 30.
Yeah, you got it.
3 years, four
yeah.
months.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very interesting amount of time. It's like, what's the sentence that Roger Stone could serve in its entirety so that he can't get a last day of Trump's presidency pardon? I don't know. Just a thought, just a theory. So that's the news of today. Napolitano suggesting that maybe Trump would pardon him even as early as today. We'll wait and see what happens. That sentence is significantly lower than I think what people expected this particular judge to potentially do. The president is speaking right now in Las Vegas, and he's talking about Roger Stone. So and the jury for a woman and just kind of the story surrounding that. So we'll keep an ear on that. If he says anything, like if he's like, I'm going to pardon Roger Stone later after dinner or something, we'll tell you about it. Because it'll be interesting to see. You know, the president feels massively slighted by the entirety of everything that is invested in the Russia question. The entire thing is tainted. The entire thing is, if you ask him, a hoax and a witch hunt. And anybody who gets caught up in this web, he probably feels personally responsible for what they're getting. And I can understand that. Does he need to pardon them if they did things that were wrong? He's the president. He can do it. It's his part of his right as the executive. So we will stay on that and let you in on any news that is made outside of 40 months for Roger Stone. That was a sentencing earlier today. We're going to shift gears now. And as I mentioned earlier, we spoke with John Cass of the Chicago Tribune at 1240. If you missed that, please consider subscribing to the Annie Fry Show podcast on radio.com. And you can hear that great interview that we had there. And now we're going to talk to Adam Schuster. He's the budget and tax research director at the Illinois Policy Institute. And if there's anybody you want to talk to about the governor's budget address yesterday, it's probably Adam Schuster at the Illinois Policy Institute. Adam, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So we didn't air any of the budget address yesterday. I saw a lot of the reaction from politicians, from pundits to his some of the statements that he made. What's your overall take of what J.B. Pritzker said to the people of Illinois, the taxpayers of Illinois, yesterday in his budget address?
Well, I would say that this budget address was the first time that the governor has ever used any governor of Illinois has ever used the address to send a ransom note to taxpayers.
Oh.
And that ransom note is essentially, if you don't pass my tax hike, I'm going to, reduce and continue to reduce investment in public safety, in education, in health and human services, and a range of other things so that I can preserve our unsustainable pension system. I should say attempt to preserve it because the math just doesn't work out. So I think, kind of at the high level, he said he wants his progressive income tax. If he doesn't get it, he's going to slash $1.4 billion in spending that, you know, he sort of put, I think, looks like intentionally targeted popular programs, things yeah. people actually want and need. And he completely wrote off the, you know, pursuit of what the common sense alternative is, which is structural spending reform, starting with a constitutional amendment to allow us to fix our pensions.
Well, I want to get to some of the solutions you have for this issue, this financial crisis that Illinois is facing, specifically Illinois taxpayers are facing. But first, I want to ask you, you know, what level of importance do you put on making sure that everybody in the state of Illinois knows that in November that they're going to have a say and that the fair tax and the progressive income tax are the exact same thing? I think that the lingo behind this and the way it's being spun in specific political circles, it's important to highlight that and call it out so that everybody knows exactly what they are deciding on come November.
Yeah, the progressive income tax, the graduated income tax, the governor prefers to call it the fair tax. It's all the same thing. What they're talking about is getting rid of the flat tax protection that's in our Constitution. Our Constitution currently says that you have to tax everybody at the same rate. Now, some people would say that's a fair tax. And in fact, that generally that's what the term has been used for. The term fair tax is to refer to flat taxes. The governor has kind of adopted that term for political reasons in his messaging. But I think what people really need to know about this is that it's a Trojan horse. The governor's promising that taxes would only go up on the top 3% of people. That has not been the case in other states that have implemented progressive income taxes. I would view his initial rate proposal, you know, with all the permanence that I would view the initial rate proposal from a cable company who's trying to sell me a new package.
And the governor doesn't actually get to set those rates, correct? Isn't it the legislature? Like, he'll sign it, but isn't it the legislature that's going to define who's in what tax bracket and how much they're going to pay?
Yes. And in fact, the rate, they already passed a rate bill that would automatically take effect if the constitutional amendment were enacted. And they already changed those rates from the governor's proposal. And there's nothing in the constitutional amendment itself that guarantees those rates will stay in place or that they won't change them again immediately. And the reason that we're sure that they will is, you know, it doesn't come close to raising enough money to fix our finances or balance our budget, you know, on its own, and they're going to need more revenue. You know, this is the constant story in Illinois is they hike taxes. It drives more people out of the state. It harms our economy. They still have debt problems. In fact, the debt's growing faster than ever has, despite having more revenue than we ever have. And then they come back for more. They keep going back to that same well, asking taxpayers for more. And the progressive income tax would simply make it easier for them to raise taxes on everybody.
Adam, let me flip that question on you. And you said that the progressive income tax has to be approved by voters because it has to be amended in the Constitution of Illinois. Could the opposite happen? Could the pension reform that you're talking about skip the legislature, skip the governor, so they don't seem to want to address it at all? Could that be taken directly to voters?
Unfortunately not. The way constitutional amendments work in Illinois right now is, you know, there's a very few number of things. If it affects the structure or the rules of the legislature itself, those can start with the people. But anything that's substantive that has to do with budgets or spending or anything like that, if you want to change the Constitution, it needs to pass the General Assembly with 3/5 majority. So they need to give voters permission to have our say on it. Mm-hmm. And so far, they have elected to, you know, give us a say, give us a voice on whether we want to jack up taxes, but they have not decided to give us a voice on whether we want to fix our broken pension system.
We're speaking with Adam Schuster, the budget and tax research director at the Illinois Policy Institute. He's doing all the heavy lifting so that we don't have to. And you can learn more at illinoispolicy.org. I messaged you just recently because I do this every once in a while. I'm a glutton for punishment. I go to people who I don't generally agree with, and then they tweet things or they put things on Facebook and I read their comments. So it's like peeking behind the curtain of somebody who may have an opposite opinion on a specific issue and really seeing what people are saying regarding the other side, like the pro-fair tax people, the pro-progressive income tax people. One thing that I continue to hear people say is they're criticizing people who are against the fair tax and saying the only reason they don't want it is because they keep saying things like, are you going to trust the people in Springfield to manage those dollars? And suggesting that there's no other alternative, that it's progressive income tax or bust. It's fair tax or bust. And I said to you, are there meaningful spending reforms? Is raising taxes, is taking more money from the taxpayers the only way that Illinois can solve its problems? Or are there actually meaningful spending reforms that could take place? And thank you so much for telling me, yes, there are meaningful spending reforms we can do. I just want to give you an opportunity to explain the alternative right now for the people of Illinois and all of the folks listening who love the people, somebody in Illinois. What alternative is there to the progressive income tax?
Yeah, so first I would say that choice, that what you're being told on Facebook, what the supporters of the progressive tax are saying, is coming directly from the governor. And he's offering a false choice. He's saying the only way we can balance our budget is by slashing core government services, education, public safety, things people want and need, or by jacking up taxes. That's a false choice. It's not true. It would be like a surgeon telling you that if you broke your leg, your only options are amputation or bloodletting. What we need to do is structural spending reform. And that starts with the pension system. If we did amend the Constitution to allow pension reform, we could protect every dollar that a retiree or worker has earned to date and only adjust the future growth rate of their benefits. And this plan would save us about $2 billion per year while fully eliminating the pension debt and giving us a path to annually balance budgets, actually creating surpluses that we could use to pay off the debt and get to the point where we could start talking about cutting taxes for everybody and raising them on no one. If you want to see that full plan, if you go to illinoispolicy.org, it should be right at the top of the page. It's called Illinois Forward. And it's Illinois Forward because it's how we can go forward into the next decade to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of the last 10 years.
Adam Schuster, with the Illinois Policy Institute, Budget and Tax Research Director there. Last question before I let you go here. I think this is really important because this, you know, you guys are not interested in partisan politics. You're interested in solutions, and you are trying to make the case for good, positive financial fiscal responsibility for anybody who's willing to listen. What is at stake if, you know, the progressive income tax is one proposition, the governor has already told the people of Illinois how he's going to spend that money when it gets passed. But if we don't pass the progressive income tax, if we continue on the way we are continuing right now, who's in the crosshairs? What's actually at stake for the people of Illinois and anybody in the surrounding states?
Yeah, so what's really at stake is the future we want for Illinois and how we want our state government to serve us. What we've seen over the last 10 years in particular is that pensions have been prioritized over everything else. And we've seen pension costs skyrocketing as we've been, you know, reducing investment in education, public safety, human services, DCFS, things like that. And so the decision is, do we want a future where we can, you know, charge people lower tax rates, actually grow our economy and become a place people want to come to and move into Illinois? Or do we want to be a place where we're constantly in this crisis-like budget mode, where we're seeing repeated tax hikes from Springfield that still fail to solve the problem? And because we haven't fixed our pension system, we're going to continue to disinvest in the services people actually want and need, and we're going to continue to drive people out of our state. So it really is, I think, you know, two very different visions of what Illinois will be and whether it's going to be the kind of place that people actually can afford to build a business, to raise a family, and, you know, have a comfortable chance of balancing their own budget, because we don't have Springfield taking such a large chunk out of their earnings.
Well, Adam Schuster, thank you for doing the research on this and for making sure that the people of Illinois know what all the options are and taking it seriously, because I know a lot of Illinois taxpayers have in many cases just thrown their hands up in the air and said, I guess this is just it. I guess it's just this bad. And knowing that there are solutions out there that are positive, like you said, it's a way forward. I think that's a very important thing to share with people. So we are grateful for you.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yep, we'll talk to you again soon. Adam Schuster, the Budget and Tax Research Director at the Illinois Policy Institute. Go on to illinoispolicy.org. Can't stress enough, if you haven't joined the Lincoln Lobby yet on Facebook, you really need to do that. If you're an Illinois resident, a taxpayer, and you're sick and tired of the way things are going, join that Lincoln Lobby, mention that you heard about it. They'll ask you some questions because they want to try to keep it as a positive way to encourage people's discussion and connect people all across the state. And they'll ask you where you heard about it. If you put down that you heard about it on the Annie Fry Show, you get approved real fast because we have a large contingent of people in that, thousands of members of the Lincoln Lobby, and a lot of them are us. So join it. If you haven't done it yet, go on Facebook, search Lincoln Lobby, mention you heard about it on the Annie Fry Show, and join the conversation there. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I've got some other fun stories to talk to you about. One of them has to do with chicken wings, and I'm a little more concerned about it because y'all know, well, maybe you don't. I don't really eat meat off of a bone. It's weird. I can't handle it.
You really don't like it.
No, I don't. But there's a question. We all need to weigh in on this, and I need to know where you stand. And Ryan, I need to know where you stand. And Katie, I need to know where you stand on wingage. You ready?
I didn't know you didn't eat meat off a bone.
Now you do.
I thought I saw a picture of you tearing into a pork chop the other day.
That's not me.
False.
That wasn't you?
That was the woman who's
maybe
constantly trying to impersonate me. Your dad's a lovely person. I just recently met him. I'm flattered. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's it. Man.
Is Ryan it?
Yes.
Is he ready to? Is he straight to video?
Yep.
This is straight to VHS Ryan Wiggins.
I'm just punching people.
Why are you not watching the webcam right now?
This is great.
You are not allowed to stand in a 3-foot radius of Ryan Wiggins right now and be safe. There are no guarantees.
That's called punch dancing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You come up with the most unique names for your. It's probably one of the most unique dances.
Man.
It's just punching,
that was good
actually.
That was
good
stuff. You had
to take
out some frustration.
That was quote-unquote good stuff.
Good stuff. Mm. You're getting there.
Katie, one more time for the people in the back. You're taking off in March.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing what?
I am going to an EDM festival with a couple of girlfriends. And we're going to dance our butts off and have a great time. And some really great bands are going to be there. And
are they EDM bands?
Yeah, there's bands.
No, I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah, okay.
Are there actual, like, EDM stars?
Yeah.
Or
so
is it just, like, Digimic?
Marshmallow's EDM.
Mm-hmm. Is that EDM?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, EDM is what?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to explain.
Is it?
Are they all named things like that? Like, is it, well, I'm going to see Marshmallow. Oh, I'm going to go stage two and see Funnel Cake.
No, they're not all desserts. There's Alenium is really good. Alice in Wonderland is really great. But
Alex?
Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. But basically, it's a DJ, and they perform. There's lasers that are involved. Bands do come out. They play instruments, drums, guitar. They have singers often come out.
Is there
really
laser
cool.
tag?
No laser tag. Just like lights.
That's up to you. That's up to you to make that happen.
It's
That's
true.
The next evolution of EDM
okay.
festival
Sounds
dancing.
Dangerous.
I'll do that.
Laser tag.
I don't think
Katie,
can bring lasers
will
into
you take
the
Ryan
what about
with
slip
you?
And slides?
Take Ryan with you.
So he can have that experience. I think you would blend in. Honestly.
I think I would do awesome for about 2 minutes, and then I would just keel over and hold my side.
You're not dancing for 12 hours
your
straight.
Late 30s. Yeah.
You're bouncing around to different venues.
What
are there
the
bounce
park?
Houses?
What is the oldest age
Enough.
Of person who will be dancing at this event?
Well, I don't know if you guys
not
remember.
Counting the crazy old people who
no,
you
I
know
to,
are going to
no,
be there.
I want to know like
oh,
the,
you, okay.
how old will you
the oldest the oldest average age
like
would probably 29? Be 29.
Really?
29,
I was making
yeah,
a joke.
29, 30. Yeah, you'll see a couple of people there that are in their 50s or their 60s, and they're probably...
Can't let go.
They went to Woodstock, and now they're like, let's revamp it,
what
baby.
What are the kids doing these
let's
days?
Let's go. And just wanting to enjoy themselves and have a good time, but mostly it consists of 22 to about 30 years old, and it's fun.
So what are you going to do when you're 31?
Not go. This will be my first and possibly my last time going. I was very skeptical
will
about
you
doing
Facebook
this.
Live from there?
I don't know if I'll have service.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
I don't know
that's
if I'm
what
have
they
service.
All say. They don't have service in Louisiana. They turn off the phones.
I'm nervous because of the population. It's going to be 100,000 people plus. So I'm like,
the mother in me is not sure I want to allow you to go to this.
I am actually nervous. I'm going with a group of girls that
I know
have
I have zero
festivals.
Say in your life and what you do, but I will be like thinking, don't text her, don't call her, don't check in on her, let her go. She's a big girl. She can handle herself. It'll be Sunday night or whatever. When are you going? You're going Thursday, Friday?
Mm-hmm. I will be leaving Thursday and I will be home Sunday night, late Sunday night. And my husband's worried.
I'll just be sitting next to my phone Sunday at 10 p.m. I'll be like, I think it's too early.
Can I give you one piece of advice? If you have a headache and somebody says, here, I've got these Tylenol,
no,
don't take
I won't
them.
Do it. I
they
won't
might
be
not
doing
be
that.
Tylenol.
I will say it's heavy duty enough that my friend is bringing us hydration bags, and it's like a
fancy
a
name for
Ryan,
a bag of water.
All right, yeah, Katie, basically. Katie, you stop talking right now. Ryan, this is between you and me, just you and me. What is the closest thing in your life right now that resembles what Katie is talking about taking place in March? What is the closest thing that you in your 38 years of life that you can imagine in the next 6 months of your life taking place?
Oh,
that relates
not something in my past.
No.
Something
just
in my future.
You are here. This in the timeline of life, you are here. This is what Katie's doing with her life in March. What's the closest thing that you can foresee happening to relate to that?
I would say that my wife and I may attend a marriage conference with our church.
Is it going to get buck wild?
They get pretty crazy.
They serve punch, let me tell you.
Do you check what's in your punch?
No, we do not. There might be a beverage in there. That somebody might
chance.
Have poured up half of a beer.
Or like a Red Bull?
Grab.
Maybe
a beer.
Actually, that'd be fine.
Yeah, no kidding. I had one today. Had to happen.
Oh. It's good. It's really good.
Can I tell you about the time I actually did attend a rave accidentally?
Yeah. Now you have to.
I was in college, and I was getting to know my roommate. You know, they put you in a dorm with somebody you don't know.
I did that.
So we were in Carbondale.
Hi,
and
Trudy.
We said, hey, hi, Trudy.
She's my roommate.
Okay. We went out to house parties in Carbondale. That's what you did. You went to a house. You paid $5 for a cup. You sat down and drank out of a keg.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were sitting there. We must have gotten there really early. It was probably still 8 o'clock when we went out. Because we were just, I'm like, let's just go out. We can't go to a bar because we're both probably 19. So let's just go out and have a drink and just get to know each other a little bit so that we're not sitting in the dorm doing it.
Red Bull.
Yeah. And by drink, I meant keg of Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to be clear.
I don't know that Red Bull even existed.
Bosses.
Yeah, it's the worst thing anybody in this building's done.
Right. Wait a minute, what did Wiggins say? He had a beer when he was 19?
Fire him!
Get him off the air!
Anyway, so we're sitting there on this couch in some junky old basement having a beer. And we were talking for maybe an hour or two, just, you know, where are you from, blah, blah, blah. And over the span of that hour or two, the party that was in front of us that we were not paying attention to had very, very much changed from being us sitting in a basement with roughly 10 people to full-on rave, people straight up making out, like,
what?
And beyond. And we were like, wait a second, can you turn your head this way? Because look at this party now compared to when we sat down.
Did you stay?
No. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I was supposed to respond to what was taking place in front of me. I did watch it like I was watching TV for a little while because it was entertaining.
Yeah, but you're actually there. They can see you watching.
I know.
That's not good.
And elbowing my roommate. Look at those people. Look at them.
I got to ask you a question about chicken wings. I said I was going to talk to you about this. Is this up?
This is up.
This is up on our Facebook page?
It is up on our blog. I will put it on the Facebook
page. Share it on the Facebook page right now so that people can comment at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. This is from today.com. How much meat do you eat off chicken wings? Chart ignites Twitter debate. I love the verbiage. Like, was there a debate ignited?
People are
mad. We're all here for this. That's something that people say. We are. Our mind is blown. Okay, yeah, stop. Social media writers, I see you. There's another one. There are 5 chicken wings laying on a plate. And the question is, how much meat off of a chicken wing do you eat? 1 is like someone took a little bite out of it. And 5, this thing has been cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's varying 2, 3, and 4. I said, I don't eat meat off of a bone. I got a message on our Facebook page from Cheryl, who says she too does not eat meat off of a bone. I don't not eat it because I feel sorry for the chicken. It just grosses me out. It doesn't, I would say, it doesn't bother me if other people do it. I don't want to watch you do it, but who wants to watch anybody eat chicken wings? I don't think that there are people, maybe there are some.
Ugh.
No.
That's what I watch on YouTube.
Messy.
Oh. You know what? If you created a YouTube video, a channel of just you eating chicken wings, I bet you people would subscribe to it.
Yeah.
YouTube is nuts.
I know. Like, you can put up real good content and not get anybody to follow.
But chicken
wings.
You can
be like, look at what I do to my cat's teeth.
Yeah, so I can't participate in this conversation specifically because I'm a zero, because I won't eat meat off a bone, but I love boneless chicken wings, which Ryan ate some before here.
Do you not think about the chicken when you eat a boneless wing?
Correct.
Because it's still a chicken.
I don't want the gristle.
Yeah,
I don't want the extra things that remind me of what I'm eating, but I love chicken. I love pork steaks. I just don't eat. When I have a pork steak, it doesn't come with a bone because my husband loves me and doesn't judge me anymore.
So you don't like turkey legs
not
or
any
anything?
Less. Oh, my God.
The turkey legs.
Turkey legs are good.
I think they're great.
They're
but
big, meaty,
another
bony.
Gross thing to watch someone eat.
When we are walking through Disney World and we see somebody walking towards us with a turkey leg in hand, if my husband sees that coming, he'll, like, divert me so I don't have to see it because it really actually makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
So gross. And those things that, like, Disney, because they're, I don't know how big they are at Six Flags, but they're like 2,000 plus calories.
Oh, they're huge.
These are like mammoth sized turkeys. I don't know what land these turkeys rule because they're gigantic. No.
What if I came into work one day and I had two turkey legs, like, as my hands coming out of my sleeves?
I would tell you, I started
typing on my keyboard.
Katie, how would that go down?
You'd be out of here. Lickety split.
I wasn't eating them.
It'd still be weird.
I was just using them.
Even more weird. Which number are you?
Three or four. I don't suck the bone dry, but I do eat most of the meat off of it. What?
Can I see?
Yeah, you bet.
I would say that I am, yeah, I'm a three or a four as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
You got to get your money's worth if you're going to get a wing.
I'm going to eat that meat.
Just
but
a boneless wing.
Around the ends of the chicken wing is where it gets a little bit weird.
Yeah, a little fatty and mm-hmm. gross.
Exactly. Why would you want to eat it? Wouldn't you?
There's a lot of good meat on there. Oh, and they do taste better than boneless wings. The meat's better.
No, they don't.
Katie?
I like them both. I don't
of
know the difference.
Do. Yes.
I don't know. They both taste
baby
great.
Baby of the family. Just, you know, I'm just here to make everybody happy and everybody loves
peace
me.
Peace and wellness.
Is it up?
Yes, it's up.
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. We have to know from you, where are you at on this status? And if you are somebody who is like me and you cannot eat meat off of a bone, please share with me in my neurosis because I have not been able to do it. In my lifetime, I recall going back to when I was like 5 or 6 years old. My grandma would make fried chicken. I'm sure it was like legit grandma fried chicken. Mm. Like, grandma fried chicken is different than fried chicken other places because they use like lard or something like that. I would not eat it. I would like bite maybe even less than the number one on there because I was afraid of getting in trouble for not eating. And I think it was probably about 20 years old, right? I realized how viscerally awful eating meat off of a bone made me feel.
Oh.
And then I'm like, wait a second, I'm an adult. I don't think I have to do this anymore. And I haven't done it since.
According to legend, my dad, Bob Wiggins, knew a guy in Granite City that could stick a whole wing in his mouth and pull it out clean.
Wow.
Pull it out clean.
Talent. The talent.
People are commenting. I eat all the meat off the bone and may even gnaw on the cartilage on end of the drummy. Jack. Oof. Jack! No! Awful. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I could totally see a bunch of people EDM Thriller dancing.
Yeah, that's what we needed. It was a dance version of Thriller.
Well, point well taken. Well, y'all are weighing in a legit way here on how much meat you're supposed to eat off of a chicken wing. What's the best boneless chicken wing that in the area? Can you
Oh my gosh, yeah. The year was 1995.
Katie, what's the best boneless chicken wing in the area?
Oh, no.
Where do you go for wings?
Man, I got to think. There's a small wing stop.
We have a wing stop in Edwardsville and I love wing stop.
Are you referring to wing stop?
Wing stop is great, but there's another one and it's
I like wing stop. Have you ever been to a wing stop?
I have.
They're good.
Yeah, I used to do commercials for wing stop back when I was on TV.
Really?
With
St.
Troy
Louis
Aikman.
Wing Company. That's also very, very great.
What one?
St. Louis Wing Company.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
And by do commercials, I mean I edited them. I wasn't in the room with Troy Aikman.
Yeah, that went south fast.
I don't think you can mess up a chicken wing. I've never had a bad chicken wing.
If it was undercooked.
Oh, you can have a bad chicken wing.
Yeah, I can have a bone
sure.
in it.
Well, have you ever tried to eat a full wing that they don't break apart? You know, there's still the actual full wing fried. Oh. You know, it's a full wing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like those. They're tough to eat. Especially if they have sauce or getting all over your sides of your cheeks while you're trying
to
eat
It's not
them.
A good look.
It's not a good look,
Not a good look.
That's right. And that's why I don't eat those.
You eat them in the room.
You, just
you know
ate
what?
Some.
I did have boneless chicken wings about an hour ago.
I know.
You already forgot.
I forgot about that. In here.
Is it hobbits that have like second lunch or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Second breakfast.
That look meant, right? Are you a hobbit?
I didn't say any of that. According to TheGuardian.com, a Western style diet can impair brain function.
What does it mean by Western style?
Consuming a Western diet. Why are you laughing so much?
What do you think I eat?
Well,
I eat Asian noodles.
I'm steak and taters. I'm more than you are.
Yeah.
Consuming a Western-style diet for as little as 1 week can subtly impair brain function and encourage slim and otherwise healthy young people to overeat. Crap. Researchers found that after 7 days on a high-fat, high-added sugar diet, that's what we're known for. Fantastic. Volunteers in their 20s. Scored worse on memory tests and found junk food more desirable immediately after they had finished a meal.
My research shows that if you do it for long enough, though, that because you have to fight through that brain fog, you actually become smarter and stronger.
You're saying it makes you a warrior.
That's right.
A Western warrior.
I could
go
for
saying.
Some chicken and waffles right now.
You ever seen the show Hercules? That's
like
Westerners.
With not Scott Baio. What's his name?
Kevin Sorbo.
Sorbo. Mm-hmm. Baio, yeah. Sorbo. I knew it ended in an O. Isn't he a conservative?
Yes, he is. Yep. You ever seen...
So is Scott Baio.
I was going to say, so is Scott Baio.
I think Scott Baio followed me on Twitter. That was a weird day.
Oh, yeah? We should research that.
I've messaged him.
Oh, really? And he hasn't gotten back to you?
He wasn't taking it that seriously.
Now that you have your check mark, we should get Kevin Sorbo on the show and just ask him Hercules questions. Don't even address politics.
That'll really help with the second interview we will never get with him. Oh, man. At the start... And end of the week, volunteers ate breakfast in the lab before and after the meal. They completed word memory tests. And you want to do this for the show?
Sure.
And scored a range of high sugar foods such as Cocoa Pops, Frosties, and Fruit Loops according to how much they wanted and then liked the foods on eating them. You're like made for this.
Well, a bunch of cereal. They gave me candy.
Do anything for candy.
I'm not down with the cereal test.
Stevenson believes that in time, governments will come under pressure to impose restrictions on processed foods, much as they did to deter smoking. How much of a responsibility is it on the United States government to make you not make bad decisions when you eat?
It should be zero of their concern.
Mind your business.
Let me eat what I want to eat. I'll make that decision.
I mean, they didn't. Did they not make smoking illegal because they needed the tobacco industry too much? They sure put a lot of effort into curtailing in a public messaging campaign to making sure everybody my age knew smoking was bad. You know, we all know this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. It took me real years into being a teenager where I realized that drugs had nothing to do with fried eggs. I mean, the PSA was so dark and scary.
Oh,
and like the close up. Do you know that commercial?
I don't think I know that.
Really? Pull it up on YouTube and see.
Oh, man. Do you remember Channel 24's PSAs?
Yeah.
Larry Rice ones?
Yes.
Oh, have you hugged your kid today?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Some of those were frightening, though.
So this is a commercial that was in the 80s, 1987.
YouTube. Brain, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you play it?
Okay, let's see.
This is just the Tales from the Dark Side open.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Okay, last time. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yes, sir. I have a lot of questions.
Not until I was like 15 and I'm like, about the fried egg. Let's go back to that. What kind of drugs are we doing?
Right.
What kind of drugs are they talking about? I mean, it was that to be 35 years old, and that stuck in my head. It scared me. I don't know that I would have been prone to doing drugs anyway. I don't know that it like changed me from a life of repute, but
there needs to be lessons learned from that, and that is that if you put scary 80s synth music under anything, it will deter children from doing it.
I grew up with the Truth commercials.
Yeah.
Whenever those were really scary, too.
The more you know.
There should be PSAs just against anything. Trespassing. Kids, do not walk on land that's not yours. Boom.
Yeah, I don't think. Do you see that stuff? I mean, I guess I don't watch a lot of live television as much anymore, so I'm not really seeing the ads. I see a lot of YouTube ads.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of Mike Bloomberg ads these days.
There are ads. They're just slicker, like Truth ads for smoking. You ever seen those?
That's what I just said.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
Oh, my gosh, Ryan. I just said it. I grew up on the Truth ads.
Yeah, I remember you saying that now.
Oh, I'm the middle child. It's me.
It's clearly your fault,
not
mine.
How does it feel to be dejected and not listened to and not valued?
Yeah.
Horrible.
You just need to do a better job of getting my attention.
No.
Clearly,
no,
I didn't do anything wrong.
You do not. He has a job in this room, and that's to listen to what we say and react. One stinking job Ryan has.
All I'm sitting here thinking about is, have you hugged your kids today? That's what's going on in my brain while you guys are talking.
Yeah, we know. We can tell.
That was 2 minutes ago I said that comment.
Remember when the guy walks in and opens the TV up and just dumps trash in it?
Yes. Like,
remember that one?
Is that your brain? Or it's like that's, implying that.
Yeah, if you're watching too much TV, which is funny because you're watching it on TV.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Didn't think about that until just now.
See, these things occur to you later.
There's one of these Truth commercials where in order to buy a pack of cigarettes, you have to start peeling off some of your skin.
Ew.
And it's crazy.
Have you seen the one where you have to peel off your skin?
You want to go get them? You can go get them. You can go get them right
Ryan?
Now. Let's talk to Steve. Steve wants to talk about chicken wings. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's the proper way to eat a chicken wing?
Glad to talk to you. Hey, you know, I remember a buddy of mine, he's passed now, but we used to go out to the Bonanza. And one day we went to Bonanza, and we sat down and had all-you-could-eat chicken wings. We built a bridge from one side of the table to the other about 12 inches high to a point where a guy went out to his car, got a camera, and he was taking pictures of it.
Really?
Now, there ain't nothing better than eating meat off a bone. Closer to the bone, the sweeter the meat.
Oh, man.
Especially when you can make a bridge out of them at Bonanza.
I'm so glad we're talking about this right now.
That's cool, isn't it?
Steve.
That's cool.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah, that is cool, and that is all right.
Steve, a good old Bonanza story. I'm glad we got that in. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you.
You too. I like how that was put up on the screen as a negative comment.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Anyone's chicken stories. A little inside baseball here. When you call in and Frank, our call screener and assistant producer, associate producer, knows that you want to disagree with me, which I love when you call in and want to disagree with me, he'll put like a little minus or a plus based on how you feel about what we're talking. And that might have been what was up there before. He might not have changed it.
Yeah, sometimes they stay over.
Maybe Frank just doesn't like Bonanza.
Negative.
He's a Ponderosa man.
Hey, Frank, come in here. Is he?
He's sitting here.
I mean, I
D-
hope he's
minus.
There.
He's there, but much like me, he's not listening.
Frank, come here, Frank. Frank Ladd, paging Frank Ladd. Is he moving?
No, I'm serious. He's really not listening.
Can you go tell him that we're talking about him?
I didn't hear anything you just said.
The show is asking for him. Frank, come here.
Did you guys ever do Ponderosa buffets as a kid? Oh, man, that was the best.
I love Ponderosa.
Darn right.
That was so good.
Do you have the sheet over there, the chicken wing? We got to know how Frank
here
eats a wing.
Here
Frank, do you eat chicken wings? Are you a chicken wing fan?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Where would you be on this?
Don't be so enthusiastic about
that
the wings.
Scale.
Where, between what's... 4 and 5.
There you go.
4 and 5, is that what you said?
Yep.
You did? I said three and four.
Yeah, yeah, I said 3 and 4.
Frank is licking
between
the bone.
4 and 5, absolutely.
The best place to get wings? Do you have any places you recommend for folks?
I have one right now. I just had wings the other day, though, out of the Village Bar in De Pere.
Yeah.
Fantastic place. It's been around for over 100 years.
And what kind of sauce do you put on your wings?
It all kind of depends on the mood that I'm in. You know, sometimes I like the nice garlic butter.
Sassy mood.
You know, sometimes a little garlic butter, sometimes a little hot sauce.
Spicy.
Yeah, what tickles your fancy today, Mr. Land?
A little creepy.
Mango habanero.
It's not a little creepy. It's all creepy. All of it is creepy.
There's a bar downtown Collinsville called Hurricanes, now that you mention it, that has really good wings. Peel in Edwardsville.
Delish.
Excellent.
Great. Just went there with my husband.
Up at Fast Eddie's.
Mm-hmm.
Fast Eddie's, yeah.
I love
Katie
Buffalo.
Knows all about that.
I do.
She's never been there.
I have been there. I missed one time.
Peel and eat wings.
Nasty.
No, that's true.
Nasty. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. You can weigh in on the proper way to eat those boneless, or no, eat the wings. I eat boneless wings. I'm a zero on there. I can't eat a wing if it's got a bone in it. I don't eat meat off of a bone. So if you're that person too, please let us know on the Facebook page. Thanks for listening today. Download that radio.com app. You can listen to The Glover Show, which is coming up next on that app as well. And subscribe to The Annie Fry Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Dave Glover and folks coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.